Il prossimo 19 luglio Manifesta arriva in Italia. Rovereto, Trento, Fortezza e Bolzano ospiteranno quattro progetti curatoriali, 188 artisti, molti dei quali con progetti set specifiche e inediti, eventi, performance e mostre collaterali. Qui potete ascoltare una breve presentazione di Hedwig Fien, direttrice della Fondazione Manifesta e della prima edizione svoltasi a Rotterdam nel 1996. Partendo dalle esperienze passate, dall'edizione di San Sebastian e da quella annullata di Nicosia, la FIEN introduce alcuni temi di dibattito intorno agli attuali modelli delle biennali, la necessità di coinvolgere le comunità locali e di attivare processi di rinnovamento su quegli stessi territori coinvolti.
What we always try to do within any manifesta is leave things open and playful in a sense for the curators and for the artist so that they can fill in their own concepts, their own passions and so forth. But again, thinking about all the dynamics and the complexities that also if you want to create these kind of situations for artists, you need a very special staff. And what is mostly not available in many of the biennales around the world, you need time. Because also artists need time to really develop site-specific. So for me, for example, it's not always about the financial aspects and the economical aspects. It's more about the passion, the attention, to leave space open. You need time to develop it, you need time to communicate to the local community, you need time to communicate the issues to the politicians so that they understand and can participate. And this is what most of us lack in the large scale events, the biennales, but I think also like the museums. But sometimes you can succeed, as you did, because people are devoted, people spend their time. One example which I remember in one of the manifestas, because I think in the meantime, in the six editions or in the five editions until now, we developed maybe 400 projects. One of the projects which still, and sometimes if I speak with my staff in San Sebastian, we still remember how sometimes also for the staff, certain experience in working with artists is sometimes even changing the rest of your professional career. And I'm talking about a project we did for Jeremy Deller, the UK-based artist Jeremy Deller, which was called Social Parade. Because Jeremy Deller said, all these biennales, they're actually only for the politicians because they need to create a platform on which they can celebrate their own success. And we said, actually, we totally agree. So how can we change this? And Jeremy Deller, happily, he came 1 year before to San Sebastian and he said, for the opening of Manifesta, not the politicians are celebrated on the platform, but all the forgotten groups in society. So what did Jeremy Deller and my staff did? We, by advertisements and by social research, we invited everybody, more than 1,500 people, who for himself thought that he or she or their groups were not represented on the famous platforms in society. So you can think about the people who have AIDS, the people, the blind, the drunk and alcoholic people, but also like the tap dancers. There were more than 50 different groups who were invited on a big parade to do the opening of Manifesta and to come there with their specifics, to give them a platform on which actually the community is working, because the community works on their dynamics, on their energy, on their pain sometimes, and not on actually what the politicians are doing. And this was a project which was very difficult to produce. But if you ask the people in San Sebastian, what do you remember about Manifesta? They don't speak about Jeremy Deller because the people in the street don't know what his professional circuit knows. They all talk about his social parade. It was very difficult to produce, but it had this long-lasting effect in which I think it would be fine to have more time, to have more open space to develop these kind of projects, and sometimes not even the money aspects. It's also saying that, and this is something for Manifesta this moment very important. Should we disappear the format of a biennial, this strong force we want to come to a city? Maybe not every 2 years. Maybe we need more time to develop different formats in which it allows us to come every 3 years, or maybe we need a gap for 5 years. Because I always say, if Manifesta doesn't have a necessity anymore, then let's stop. Let somebody take it over. Because otherwise, if you can't reflect critically upon yourself, what is there a need to come to a certain place, I still think there is. You should stop. But on the other side, and this is maybe also specifically, every time we see the need also in terms of there are still, although the market is flourishing, there are parts in this world where the artistic community, artists or the artistic community at large, doesn't have the financial resources to produce. And especially for in Eastern Europe, there are many organizations, artists do not have easily access to the market. And especially young artists need biennials or need something like Manifesta to produce their work, to get into the network, to find people with whom they can communicate. And sometimes I say, for Manifesta, maybe the exhibition itself is not only the most valuable, but it is also like to create this network for young artists in which they can have a follow-up, in which they can have a different participation afterwards. And we are always looking to the other side. So we said we wanted to go to the suburbs, where there is a lot of unemployment, where the steel industry disappeared. We want to do research, how Manifesta can leave something behind. So together with the urbanist of the Berlage Institute, which was another curatorial partner besides Massimiliano Gioni and Marta Kusma, two curators for that Manifesta, the urbanist made a huge investigation how you can involve communities in using artistic projects. And one of the artistic projects is that we reconstructed a fish factory outside San Sebastian for the Manifesta, and using this fish factory now still as a communal plan. Another project, and I give you like two or three projects, otherwise it's too much. We used a former disappeared harbor building, which nobody from the community used anymore. We restored a path to this harbor building. And when one of Belgium artists, Jan de Kock, made his installation in this harbor building, the local community started to use this road, this path again for strolling in the night. So reconstructing certain methodology, reconstructing certain new principles is always part of what Manifesta does. This is also when I give the example of what happened in Manifesta 6. Manifesta 6, we decided to go to Nicosia, which you know is a divided city between the Turkish Cypriot and the Greek Cypriot communities. And we thought it is interesting to go to the outer boundaries of Europe, because Cyprus is more close to the Middle East, to Lebanon, Beirut, Israel, than it is to Greece or to Italy. And because of the fact that after a research, we found out that there is absolutely no tradition of showing contemporary art, showing art. There's no tradition of working with museums or artistic communities. We thought, or the curatorial team of that Manifesta thought, it might be interesting to start at the basics. And the basic is mostly with the school. So they said, let's set up, instead of a Manifesta exhibition, let's change the model. And we implement a school, an international interdisciplinary art school, which could serve its purposes not only for Cyprus itself, but also for the whole region. And, well, the curators were working for 2 years on this project. We were supported by the United Nations and the European Commission. And you see that in taking risks, even if they are calculated risks, taking experiments upon your shoulders, it might go wrong, because 3 months before the opening of the school, the students were listed, the politicians became, let's say, a little bit frightened about the idea that if people start to talk with each other, something might change. And the school was cancelled and we were all sent out. The process is a little bit longer and more complicated. But it took us a year to get out of the situation and go into the new situation. It is very important for Manifesta still to try out new models. So after Manifesta 6, we were very, very severely thinking about what can we do at this moment, and we decided to go also because we got this very interesting offer not to work in one city but for the first time working in a large region, which is the area of Trentino Alto Adige, where this summer Manifesta 7 will take place, and address a subject which is also new for Manifesta. And one of the subjects, besides of course what is the future of Europe, is how do cities in Europe use the industrial heritage? How do they deal with the memoria of an industrial building? How do they create new functions of these buildings? And what are the different points of view? And for the next Manifesta, we decided to go to four places, Fortezza, Bolzano, Trento and Rovereto, and all those four places we use industrial buildings or historical buildings like in Fortezza. And the curators are invited to show new models of dealing with the community. And maybe this is interesting of what means for now and in the future coming to a place. And I really think this is what I see, how the curators worked for 2 years. And I give you the example of Alu Mix. Last week, some artists from Africa came to Alu Mix and they made like 50 interviews with the workers, former workers, they're now pensionadas, who worked when Alumix was open. Alumix is a steel industry, aluminium industry in Bolzano, and it was part of a larger plan of Mussolini for Italianification, to Italianize that part of Italy. And the interviews which this artist has used and has made are now being represented in a project which he does for the community. So many, this is one example, I can give you like 80 more, because for the next Manifesta there will be 188 artists, of whom most of them create new projects, who always have a direct relationship to what socially, historically is living in the area.